This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat, Justin, and Karima.
What up? What up? We are here. It is Golden Spaces, an Odyssey original podcast. It's Justin and Karima. After the Warriors take another home L, this time to the Indiana Pacers, who looked like an actual basketball team and the Warriors did not. Before we started the pod, we were discussing just some tweets and stuff that we've seen on the timeline. And there seems to be some people who think that this loss is on Stephen Curry's shoulders.
That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. Let's look to JK and Wiggins deciding, you know what? This is a perfect game that I am just going to stink it up. Because why? No, we don't actually need some wins here. But let's just go out and JK in particular in this case, thinking he can go toe-to-toe with Siakam. That's not in the game plan. Stick with what was working. Just try to eventually, maybe you'll come along or maybe you won't, but you trying to go at Siakam and then it's just like getting everything just all mucky and you're taking these shots, doing this ISO crap, but you're missing. You're not even making these. If you did all that and you were making them, then we'd be like, all right, we still don't want you to do that. But, and then Wiggins couldn't follow up his excellent performance the previous night. And this, what, did he have 3 points? Look, I mean, I don't know. I'm just annoyed. I'm so annoyed.
Very. He had 8 points. On 11 shots, he was a minus 12. Kuminga was a minus 13. Steph was a minus 13. Yeah, I don't really know what to say about this team anymore. Like they, I mean, we've already said it. I'm sorry.
We started out great.
They started out fine. And that's the thing with this team. That's the point I was going to make is like, there's two teams here. There's one that's trash and there's one that's really good. And we hoped that we would see the one that's really good a lot more often. And that's just not been the case. Early in the season, they had the excuse of guys being absent. You know, guys being in slumps. We've, you know, come to figure out it's not really a slump. It's just kind of who they are at this point. But yeah, that's just the name of the game with this team. Like they'll have one stretch of games where they look really good, one stretch of games they look really bad. They'll look really good and really bad within the same quarter of one game. They'll look really good one, you know, the first half and then look trash in the second half. It's just so much variance with this team for the reasons we listed earlier before, which is like all their best players are really old or really young. So you're going to get variance. And, you know, speaking of Steph, like, Steph just looks like he knows this team ain't really doing much. Like, he knows, like, yeah, Wiggins and Kuminga don't got it tonight. So, like, if I hit all these threes I'm taking, then we going to win. If I don't, I'm not really going to go out there and break my neck to try to, like, win this game against the Pacers, knowing that ultimately we're probably not going to, like, do much in the playoffs if we get to the playoffs. And I understand it. And Draymond is just there, like, hanging on by a thread because he's having to, like, bang with these centers every single game. Now you got Miles Turner who can shoot three, so you got to cover a lot of ground and make up for all these defensive mistakes. I mean, Steph and Dre just look, you know, kind of worn down and almost not necessarily disinterested, but almost just like they know they're not going to go out there and try to play like they're 25 years old because, you know, they're not 25 years old. And what's really the point when your team is putting performances like this? And I'm not saying that they're not playing, you know, they can't play better, but, you know, they're just kind of doing the LeBron thing, which is just like, yeah, we probably not going to win, so I'm not going to go out there and play, you know, 150% like I normally would. And then, you know, Klay was moved to the bench, so his minutes are a little bit more limited, so he goes out there, and he's not necessarily looking like he's dejected, but, you know, it's only because he's coming off the bench. I mean, if he was starting, it probably looked the same as Steph and Dre, to be honest. So,
yeah, but again, it was Steph and Klay matching. Like, they were playing well. Yeah. And Draymond actually was playing well, too. It was – and look, Brandon even showed up. Two people in the starting lineup didn't show up. And it's like, now we got to try to figure out where we can make that part up because the bench is already the bench. It's if two starters are being really zeros for us, it's just like, oh, like, can one of y'all at least step up somewhere, anywhere?
Yeah.
So it's like, and I wouldn't say that Draymond and Stephen were looking just like, well, I guess, you know. Because I still think they all still came out really with the proper energy and level. And, you know, we got the lead, double digits. I thought, all right, yeah, this is the start. Or you're saying just like overall in this whole process, like.
Yeah, once Indiana started going on their run, you could see Draymond kind of do his like.
Like, here we go.
Here we go. Like. You know, Steph a few times had a live ball turnover, didn't even bother running back. It was just like, yeah, okay, whatever. So that's kind of what I meant by that. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the two athletic wings, you know, JK has been pretty consistent as a scorer for an extended period of time now. So you had to know a stinker was coming at some point. But it just comes down again. It's like, okay, if you're having a stinker, what else are you doing, right? Like, he had a few steals. He had a block, but it's just like Indiana's getting whatever they want offensively. Halliburton is doing whatever he wants. Is somebody going to just stop this guy? Is somebody going to make him uncomfortable? Like, it's you two guys' job to do it. Is Siakam going to be made uncomfortable? Siakam was 11 for 17, 25 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists. Did whatever he wanted at any point.
I mean, maybe if we saw Moody a little bit more, because Moody actually got some stops on Siakam for the limited time that we saw him. And he was actually driving and scoring. When his three ball wasn't falling, he went into the paint to make something happen.
Yep.
And then we didn't see him anymore. But we went back to Wiggins, struggle Wiggs, and struggle JK. I'm all right with you trying to like throw JK back up in there just because he's proven more times than not than Andrew that he can turn it around. Cause you did see him start to, you know, get in the passing lanes and really look like he was invested at some point. But it would have been like, look, Wiggs really isn't doing anything. Let's see what Moody can do. Put him out there. Cause at least you know he's gonna be hustling everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have possibly like saw something, but
yeah.
I don't know why that leash was like super short.
He missed three threes and Steve was like, sit him. And it's like, well, everybody else is missing every three they take too. So,
but he also drove and made
exactly
4 points, like just like that. It was like he missed that three. Another time he got it, and he was like, you know what? Let me go inside. Got me.
Yeah. Sometimes I just don't know what Steve is really thinking out there. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what they need to do at this point. They just got to ride it out and play better. It's the only thing they can do is just play better. Like, it comes down to the wings. It always comes down to the wings for this team, right? Steph and Draymond are pretty constant. If Wiggins, JK, and Klay aren't bringing it, and Klay's been bringing it off the bench. So if Wiggins and JK aren't bringing it, this team is not going anywhere. And that includes the play-in, because now the Rockets are two games behind the Warriors. Yeah. The Rockets have won 9 out of their last 10 games, and they play, I think, the Jazz and the Trailblazers their next two games, which should be two more wins. So the Warriors better win some games or else they're going to be out of the play-in. So it's really nothing else to say about that.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat, Justin, and Karima.
What do you think? You know, what do you think is the future for this team? Like, what would you like to see out of this team for the remainder of the season going into the postseason? Is it like more so just develop young guys, let Moody and Trace and JK and Paz get as much reps as possible? Maybe sit Wiggins a little bit more, sit Gary a little bit more so Moody and these guys can play? Or is it like, you know, still try to go as far as you possibly can, maybe play Paz a little bit less? What do you want to see?
Well, number one, I'd like to see some consistency. But two, I'd like us to still give the younger guys a little bit more time out there. And when I'm saying that, it's Moody really isn't that much inexperienced. It's really just give him more minutes. Mm-hmm. Cut back on Wiggins, especially when you see Wiggins really doesn't have it going, then you can up Moody's minutes. But I feel like Moody should always be in the rotation. Like, there shouldn't be a game that he should just be out completely. Like, get him in there each time. And let's start, you know, kind of managing Wiggins' minutes a little bit better. And again, I said Pods, he came out more aggressive this game. You saw that the confidence seemed to be back, and he was just like, I'm just going to shoot. I'm not going to think about anything. And he made it. So, and we can still cut back on Pods' minutes as well. Yet he's still going to get enough that it's preparing him and Trace for the playoffs. Because that's really what this is working up to anyway. But Trace, I think, is going to actually be fine in the playoffs. What he's been showing each game, you just see the progression.
Yep.
And his minutes are even getting extended. So each time, he's just always doing better each game. So that's what I'd like to see. Like, lean into our youth but still kind of manage those minutes really with Pods, because sometimes he can just be ridden a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. And just, I mean, GP2 wasn't bad, but we also didn't see him out there a lot this game for whatever reason. But I mean, him and Moody's minutes could really kind of, you know, I think you lean heavily more so on Moody because he can actually shoot. And again, Gary's the specialist, so he's going to get in there. So that's what I think, because this Wiggins experiment, I don't know. I'm ready just
to be done with it. No, I feel you. I feel you. I mean, I think they should do a little bit of both, like developing and trying to win now. I think they should honestly think to next year, right? Like, in terms of what is our rotation going to look like? We need to prepare guys for that going forward. I mean, like, I don't know if Moody's in their plans for next year. I think he should be, because it's looking more and more like, you know, Gary is just, you know, kind of on a downward slope a little bit.
Yeah.
So you should prepare for Moses to be one of your staple backup wings, right? If Clay's on the wing as a two guard off the bench, Moody should probably be the three. Like, and you should just live with that going forward, because you're not going to get anybody that's much better than him in the free agent market or anything like that. Maybe you trade him or whatever. I don't know. But I think you should prepare for him to be backup minutes next year, this year, whatever, going forward. If you're committed to Kuminga starting, obviously Steph and Draymond are going to be starting next year. So, you know, the other two starters for this year is just whatever, I guess. But I think you should keep leaning into Trace, into Moody. If you want to keep Clay off the bench, keep him off the bench, whatever. But think about next year in terms of, you know, style of play, roles, things like that, and just build upon that going forward and see how you can get a head start on next year's team and next year's run. So that's what I would do. Let's get into, you know, the older guys, right? Like we said earlier, people think this loss is on Steph. What do you think is going through Steph's mind? Like, is he sick of it? Is he ready to just, you know, go to next year? What do you think is going through Steph's mind?
Well, I would say that I don't think he's ever kind of just like, he may be sick of it because no one likes to lose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I still think he's still saying, no, we're getting into these playoffs, you know, come hell or high water, we are getting in here. And it's one of those things, like, I just don't think he'll ever just like throw in the towel and just be like, no, we can't do it, because he sees the talent that's there. And it's just like, guys, come on. You know, he's not at that point where he did when we were at the 15-5. He's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Yeah. Or whatever. But I just think he's not going to just throw it in. He's still like, hey, if we're in the play-in, we're in the play-in, and we're going to win the game that we need for the play-in to advance. So that's what I think he's thinking, even though he's probably still frustrated, because it's just like, guys, we just like built this lead, like everything was turning for us, and we just need others to kind of like get on the bandwagon. Like, come on.
Yeah.
How can you not string these two games together, Wiggins?
Because one game was against a G League team and the next one was against a playoff team. That's probably why. But
fine.
But yeah, I agree. I think he always gonna have that competitive fire. He's always gonna be trying to take it as far as he can, but also keeping it realistic and just being like, yo, these guys, you know what I mean? Like, just can't do it with some of these guys. So the team is definitely going to look different. I'm anticipating, like, we thought it was going to be at this trade deadline, but, you know, it wasn't that. So it's probably going to be in the offseason. And this team just needs a mini overhaul. Like, not like a huge get everybody out of there, but I think they should definitely, obviously, keep Steph, Dre, happy, keep them on board. If they want to keep JK, like, I would keep JK unless a top 20 player became available via trade. If a top 20 player, maybe even top 25 player, became available via trade, I would probably be okay with moving Kuminga for that player, depending on who it is and the fit. Wiggins, you know.
Listen, Wiggins is writing his own bus ticket up.
Yeah, like, We appreciate you, brother. Like, and you know, I don't want anybody to think that we're being insensitive to the personal issues that are going on in his life. But strictly basketball speaking, he's just not getting it done. So I would definitely look to replace replace Wiggins or move him for a player that's going to be a little bit more consistent. If you want to keep Klay on the bench, keep Klay on the bench. Whatever, Klay got to stay, in my opinion. Obviously, Brandon, like I said on Twitter the other day, like all the legacy guys, Steph, Klay, and Dre, and then all the young guys can stay. Now, if a tier one player, like a top 25 player, a top 30 or something becomes available via trade because of early exit in the playoffs, you know, somebody becomes disgruntled, then, you know, you can shuffle things up a little bit more. But as of right now, I'd say the legacy guys and the young guys all stay. Everybody else probably needs to go or can go. Who was I about to ask next? Steve Kerr. When you're looking at like how the team is going and the way the season is going, are you saying this is a Steve Kerr issue? Or are you saying this is a front office Dunleavy Lake roster construction issue? Or is it just strictly the player?
Well, I mean, it starts with the players. You can only feature but so much of someone. And if they're not stepping up, it's like, but that's on you as a player. Like, I got to play better. Like, I can see the tape. I can see that I'm mucking it up. Take the onus on yourself to play better. Just, you know, step up to the plate and play better.
At least play harder.
Something. give me something, because what you're giving right now is not the move. So, but it could be all three things. It could be each of those spots have a responsibility of why the team is the way it is. You know what I mean? So we didn't make certain moves. But again, other teams have to be able to dance with that. But also the players, hey, are you actually holding up your end of the bargain? And then on the coaching staff, hey, are you making the proper rotations? Are you maybe calling this timeout soon enough before, you know, so we can stop the bleeding and it doesn't get out of hand, you know? So I think it's collectively all of that together, but I'm not going to pin it solely just on, oh, it's a Kerr thing. Because any other coach would have had this team, everybody likes to mention Spoelstra would have had this team being like top five or whatever. Spoelstra coaches in the East, and I think people forget about that. If Spoelstra is coaching in the West, he has this collection. Is he still going to get the same kind of production out of Wiggins that we get? Or is he going to be able to tap into something with Wiggins and all of a sudden, you know, he's the Wiggins whisperer and got him, you know, because again, Minnesota experienced this. We thought we were the whisperers and was like, all right, you know, new scene or whatever. Seems to be, he's falling back into Minnesota wigs, you know, and not to just be harping on Wiggins, but it's just, he's my example for right now, because his inconsistencies really kind of just bog down what we can achieve as a team. So it's kind of like glaring.
And he's supposed to be Mr. Consistency because of his age.
Okay. Right?
So when people bring up like, oh, we're piling on Wiggins and stuff like that, it's like Andrew is supposed to be the one guy or one of the few guys on the roster who should be near the best version of himself the most amount of time. Like when you are in your prime literally means like, okay, you have the experience, you have enough experience and enough youth combined to where you can play near your best, like all the time. That's what being in your prime is, right? Like your skills are refined, your athleticism is still there from your youth. You're not losing that. And then you've been in the league long enough to know the ropes, know how to, you know, notice the patterns and see things like that. So at least 80% of the time, you should be good. Not necessarily your best, but you should be good.
Right.
It's like 80% of the time he's not. He's like 20% of the time he's good. Right. As you get older, your body's not going to be there, you know, for you every single night. We see that with Klay Thompson. Sometimes he don't have legs, his shots are short and stuff like that. Like that's just age and injuries that he sustained. You know, Steph and Draymond, same thing. Like they just don't, they can't go 100 miles an hour like they did when they were 25, 26. Like, go back and watch the film from those games when they were the 2016 Warriors, 2017 Warriors. It's glaring how much faster they were, how what their motors were and stuff like that. So, like, they're still very effective, good players, but they're just not going to be the players they were when they were in their prime. And obviously the young guys don't have the experience. They don't have the skills refined yet to be able to be the best versions of themselves. You'll see the flashes. That's why they call it flashes, but you're not going to see the consistency. But Andrew is 28, 29 years old. Like, bro, you should be dominating on a night-to-night basis. Like,
and he doesn't even – injury is not really a part of his
– And he's a freak athlete, too.
Right. It's like, so it's just like
– Yeah. That's why we – that's why it's such a big deal that he isn't performing, because it's like you're supposed to be the bridge. You're supposed to be the guy that whatever game we play, no matter what, we can book you for – great defense. We can book you for 15 to 20 points. We can book you for 20. 5-6 rebounds. Like, it's just guaranteed because you are the guy that is capable of doing that every single night. But that's just not the case. And it just leaves a big hole in the, you know, impact on the court for everybody on this team, because it makes everybody better when he can do those things consistently. So, yeah, I think I agree. Like, when it comes to Kerr, the players, the front office, it's a three-way entanglement there. Like, yeah, the roster could have been a little bit better, like, for sure. They could have gone after a Siakam. They could have made some changes a few years ago, you know, maybe even drafting Halliburton, right? There's a path where they have Halliburton and Siakam on this team.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right now, but they're on the Pacers and they just destroyed us. You know,
so Siakam didn't want to come though. So
did he?
I mean, he listen. But what they wanted Kuminga plus, and Siakam was like, "Nah, I'm good over here because they're gonna give me some more money too."
Yeah, so it's really about the money. I mean, it's really about the money. Like the Warriors just weren't trying to pay him that money, which is fine
because he wasn't going to commit long term. So.
No. They weren't going to give him the long-term money.
Oh, because I thought he was only like, nah, I'm going to do two. Because I don't think I want to sign. I thought he was only going to commit for like just 2 years or something like that. But
no, I want to say he signed like a whatever the max extension is with the Pacers or something like that. Or so I think it was more so the Warriors were just like, yeah, we can get him, but we don't want to sign him for a max for like 5 years when he's like 32 years old, which is fine. I understand that.
But they also wanted Kuminga as well.
They were like, we're not willing to give up JK for a guy who's going to be in his prime for only a few more years.
Right.
Which I understand. But, you know, like these are some of the risks that you got to take sometimes. Right. Like, would I have taken that risk? Probably not. But the front office are not without fault, right? Kerr, his combination sometimes. Like, the Warriors cut it down to, I believe, 6 in the fourth quarter?
Seven. I thought it was 7.
Yeah. It was under 10.
It was like
a 2 or 3 possession game. And then what did he do next? He took the lineup out that just cut the lead down to 6 or 7 and put in a brand new lineup.
I didn't understand that. I don't know why Chris was back in. Moody could be in here. Length.
Like, and Deepen. Then Lee went right back up. Pew. Game over. So he's definitely not scot-free. And then obviously we know the players, you know, inconsistencies there and stuff like that. So I definitely agree. It's a 3-way entanglement. They have to get everything aligned to be the best version of themselves, and they're running out of time because, you know, players' careers is finite, right? Like, Steph only got so many years at this level left. Dre only got so many years at this level left, and he's like definitely
that back,
right? He's not as dynamic as he was when he was in his prime, right? Like, he's holding on, but how long is he going to be able to anchor a defense, you know, single-handedly? Yeah. So They got to get it all together. I personally think it starts with the roster construction because then everything else falls in line, right? If you get the right players, then the players are going to perform more often than not. And then if you get the right players, then Steve Kerr can use them correctly, hopefully, and get the job done there.
So. Oh, but I would say, I mean, a roster is not bad. And I think Dunleavy actually did a really good job his first time out. So, like you said, it's really probably the earlier seasons where maybe they could have, you know, done X, Y, and Z. But again, if other teams aren't willing to dance and if you're not willing to give up certain players, then it is what it is. So it's always a crapshoot in the draft as well. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we thought this one was going to work out. They didn't, you know, but hey, we got this one who, hey, they worked out. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. You take what you get at that point and you try to make something out of it. But again, I think our roster still is capable. It's just you as said player, can you turn it up? Can you stay competitive in every game?
Yeah. I mean, I believe they got something in them too. Like we said at the beginning of this pod, they got a good team and they got a trash team on the same roster. is on the same roster. And it seems as though, like, when one guy's playing bad, like, he taking at least two, three other players with him. Like, there's it's almost never a game where, like, one guy's just bombing it and then, like, everybody else is good, or, like, 80% of the team is good. It's at least 50% of the team is bad. Every time somebody's bad,
it just seeps in. Yeah. But it's like sometimes it's just like, okay, player A, can you stop? Stop.
Mm-hmm.
Just or Steve, start with the little thing.
A out of there.
Right. Get him out, sit him down, have a talking to.
Yeah.
That's where
it falls on Steve, recognizing where guys don't have it and just finding a guy to put in this place, because this team is deep. They just don't have consistency, and they don't have like the top end talent of a lot of these other teams, which kind of goes hand in hand, right? If you have more top end talent, then like more likely than not, those players are going to be
great. You can withstand certain things happening. You can withstand someone, you know, taking a dump out there.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
For all NBA warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Nat, Justin, and Karima.
I'm not really sure where this team is headed, right? Because like
on the road, where we apparently just play really well,
right? At least play better than at home. They're not like knocking it out the park on the road, but they have 1-1, lost one, 1-1, lost one. They've, you know, flip-flopped for the last six games. Mm-hmm. They're going to Minnesota. That would be a pretty big win in terms of beating a really good opponent on the road. But they just got to stop this trend of just, you know, going winning one and losing one and start stringing some wins together. They're going on the road, like you said, where they've been good as of recently. They have a back-to-back in there, Miami and Orlando. That's going to be tough. So these next three games are going to be very hard to win. You got Minnesota, you got Miami, you got Orlando, and this is where things can really spiral. Like I said, the Rockets have two easy games coming up, you know, relative to what we have. And we have three hard games coming up, two of which are back-to-back. So the Warriors could easily lose all three of these games. The Rockets could win their two games, and then they will be in 11th.
Yo.
Who thought we would be here? Who thought we would be here? Look at us.
Look at us, right? I mean, I really thought that we were going to be at 7 throughout that stretch, that once we saw the schedule, we were like, okay, it's in our favor. You know, yes, Curry get injured during that process, but again, we still should have been able to keep it afloat at least for the literally two games he missed.
Yeah,
we couldn't even do that, but then we couldn't even protect our home court. We go 1-2 in these just
very winnable games, too. Very winnable games. The Pacers cannot guard a soul. Yet the Warriors could not score on them. The Knicks are missing like their entire front court. Couldn't beat them. Yeah. Just sad times. Sad times right now. But
gosh. Well, I mean, we just hope we find some gold.
Yeah.
On the road.
Hope we find some gold. Or just, you know, they'll lose out and then LeBron's just gonna be coming for you.
Oh Lord, please. That's not happening. And it shouldn't ever happen, but whatever.
That was for Greg right there. That was for Greg. No, I don't think LeBron's coming, but who knows? Who knows? This league it surprises you. It might not be LeBron, but it might be somebody else. You never know.
Yeah, Paul George. I'll take it.
It could be Paul George. Could be Paul.
Look, at this point, I'd take anybody except for LeBron, but you know, anyone's a positive at this point. No, but yeah, we just gotta, I mean, we say it all the time, regroup, refocus, get your head out of your asses, guys, and play hard.
They're getting in dangerous territory because if they go 0-3 or something like that, and they get out of the play-in, I wouldn't be surprised if they just like, it's like, all right, fuck it. Like
they punt.
Yeah, and just punt from there and get ready for next season.
Wow. That would just
which would be sad. That would be crazy.
Sad. We can't think that way. We can't think that way, Justin. No.
Well, whenever we think highly of them, they, you know, poop themselves. So maybe if we start going the opposite.
So go low, 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 low. Like, yeah, they're absolutely going to get shellacked on this road trip.
The season's over.
It doesn't even feel right.
Same. I know.
So no, we're still going to believe here. Look, they see the standings just like we do. So, you know, hop on that plane tonight. I guess they're leaving tonight. Look, when's their game against, what do they play?
It's Monday.
Monday.
No, Sunday.
Right. Sunday. Yeah. Get on the plane tonight. Get out there and, you know, get this win.
Yeah.
Over the Wolves that are clearly still playing really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are now officially a game and a half behind the Lakers. So, and they play the Lakers again. So there is still a path to them passing the Lakers. They're four games behind. Hold on. Let me
is it Phoenix? Because I thought Phoenix flip-flopped. Oh, no. Sacramento dropped.
Yeah. They're four games behind Sacramento. I mean, there's still a path to ascending. It's just, it doesn't look like they're going to do that just based on how they are playing, but you got to keep the faith. And they play the Lakers. They play the Mavericks again twice. They play the Pelicans again. So they play a bunch of these teams that are ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we just got to wait and see what happens. They play the Rockets again, so they can kind of bury them if they beat them. But we'll see.
That's right. Look, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We got anything else?
No, just pray for us.
Pray. The Warriors got 13 games left. 13-0, 49 wins. That's what we're doing.
Let's go.
Yeah, the Warriors got a 5-game road trip coming up. They're going to Minnesota, then Miami, then Orlando, Charlotte, and San Antonio. Knowing this team, they will win at least 3 out of those 5 games and make us believe that they're turning it around, and then they'll lose to
turn around.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. Again, this is Golden Spaces. You can find us at 95.7 The Game's YouTube channel, on your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. We are everywhere. Be sure to tell everybody about us. Leave a positive review, 5 stars, like the video, subscribe, and all that stuff. And we will catch you guys on the next one.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.